Itchy the bedbug, Creepy the cockroach, and Chewy the rat. They are the official mascots of the first annual Poverty Olympics. Carnegie Theater will host the games this Sunday, and Wendy Peterson is one of the organizers, and she joins us in the studio this morning to tell us some more.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is this all about?
Well, we want to make the point that our so-called world-class Olympic city has world-class poverty and homelessness, and governments could end it by spending part of their massive surplus. And so this is high satire. We've had great fun putting it on, laughing about our own situation in the downtown east side. And we're planning on having a torch passing parade down Hastings Street with bagpipes. Once we get into the Carnegie Theater, we're going to light a gigantic mobile end poverty torch that artists have been working on for 2 or 3 months that we'll be able to push into Olympic events and our own and others in the next year. We also have our mascots. We've got people dressed up in costumes, and we've also made some stuffy toys out of them. And as you said, Itchy, Creepy, and Chewy. We'll leave that up to people's imagination of who they, which insects they are, and rodents.
You're having fun with this, but I mean, this is all very serious.
Oh, it's totally serious, and it's really educational. And we'll have posters up that'll show that the surpluses, the $14 billion federally, the surplus last year, the $4 billion surplus provincially in 1 year alone could easily end poverty in the city of Vancouver. We won't be embarrassed internationally when people come to Vancouver for the Olympics. If we could spend a mere fraction of that, we've worked it out, it'll cost about $1.3 billion to really raise people, give people that raise for welfare and the barriers to getting on, staying on welfare, which is really hurting people, and also build lots of housing for people. And that's the honorable and humane thing to do. And people should not be eating their food out of garbage cans anymore. That needs to end. And this is an emergency. So we have this is a way of drawing attention to it in a fun way. We've sent our email releases, our media releases internally, and we got a hit yesterday in Poland.
Really?
Yeah, so we're hoping to get at least, especially the Olympic countries, the ones that have tourists that are coming from the Scandinavian countries and England and France. We really want them to know what's going on so that they can help pressure our governments here.
Is the point to embarrass the government as to some kind of action here?
I'm afraid we're at that point where embarrassment is where is the strongest card we've got at the moment to play. And so we're hoping for some bigger some announcements in February for homes. We want more homes for people in the downtown east side and other places in the province. And we want a welfare raise. People cannot live in the dire poverty. Everybody is using their food money, their welfare food money, to pay for rent. And that puts people in survival mode. When they're in survival mode, they do all kinds of things to make up the difference. And that's really hurting all of us.
How much of this is aimed, though, at the actual Olympic organization or at the Olympics being held in the city? You talk about government surpluses. Are there commitments that were made when Vancouver took on the job of hosting the Olympic Games that are not being lived up to?
Absolutely. We had the inner city inclusivity statement that was supposed to make our games inclusive for low-income people, which meant people were not supposed to be evicted. And we actually think that ending poverty should be the Olympic legacy. Council admits that ending homelessness is supposed to be the Olympic legacy. However, homelessness is going up. The numbers are going up. And this is our opportunity. It would cost a mere fraction to end poverty and homelessness in Vancouver before the Olympics, a mere fraction of surpluses and a mere fraction of how much they've spent on Olympic venues.
The provincial government and certainly the municipal government, I heard Sam Sullivan last week talk about how the city has spent $175 million on social housing and affordable housing, how it's on its way to creating 2,700 new units, and the province has bought up hotels that it's going to renovate and turn into supported housing.
every Olympic event in the world, every big hallmark event in the world has the same pattern of exaggerating the legacies and minimizing the losses. So anywhere you go, whether it's in China or Vancouver, they say all the grand things they're doing. But if you actually look at the fine print, we aren't getting as much as they claim. Sullivan claimed shelters as new homes, conversions of social housing into supportive housing as new homes. He called the hotel purchase new homes. Those are not new homes. Those are conversions of market housing into non-market. They aren't additional new housing for people who are on the street. So all of that spin happens in big events like this because people can't afford to look like they're not doing anything. So let's get down to the actual numbers and really make a difference by putting a lot of money into housing, social housing into the downtown east side, and raising people's welfare rates. That's the one that seems to be the hardest to get our governments to do. And that's the most needed one. People need to have more money in their pocket to make it by the end of the month.
Back to Sunday now. Tell me about a couple of the events.
Well, we're going to have the long jump over the bed bug infested mattress, and the mattress has got felt bed bugs with Velcro on them. So if you fall on the mattress, who gets the most bed bugs stuck on them? We have the poverty line high jump. We have the welfare hurdles, which is really funny because nobody wins that race. Getting over the arbitrary welfare hurdles to getting on welfare. We also have a fun one is curling for Olympic housing promises. And the curling ball that we're using is made out of Jello, and the brooms we're using are actually mops. So we'll see how far those promises go at our Olympic events.
Wendy, thanks for coming in this morning.
Great. Thank
have
you.
Have fun with it on Sunday.
Oh, we will. Come on out.
Wendy Peterson, one of the organizers of the Poverty Olympics, and the games are this Sunday at the Carnegie Theatre. The website is PovertyOlympics.ca.